And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 12th of August, 2014. It was on this date, 1851, Isaac Marriott Singer patented his first commercial sewing machine. He didn't invent the machine. He just made it more practical and efficient. His was the first to use an up-and-down needle movement instead of sideways, and it was powered by a foot treadle. And because Singer's sewing machine was a little bit expensive, he pioneered something else as well, the idea of buying on credit and making installment payments. It's the birthday of the filmmaker Cecil B. DeMille, born Ashfield, Massachusetts, 1881, made 70 movies between 1914 and 1956. He was known for lavish spectacles with the casts of thousands. His first was Joan the Woman, 1916, about Joan of Arc. 1923, he did The Ten Commandments, and then remade The Ten Commandments in 1956. And while he was filming on location in Egypt, Cecil B. DeMille had a massive heart attack. He rested for a week, and against his doctor's orders, he went back to work. He managed to finish the film, but it was his last, and he died in 1959. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Southey, born in Bristol, 1774. He was a member of the Romantic movement, one of the Lake poets in England, poet laureate for a time. He was a great rival of Lord Byron, who wrote parodies of Southey's poems, and Southey made fun of Byron, referred to him and his friends as the satanic school of poetry. Today we know Robert Southey for a couple of little things. He was the first to write down the fairy tale The Three Bears back in 1837, and he wrote the nursery rhyme What Are Little Boys Made Of? And today is the birthday of Zerna Sharp, born in Hillsburg, Indiana, 1889. She was an elementary school teacher who created the Dick and Jane books for beginning readers. She was concerned about literacy. She felt the children would be more receptive to reading if the stories were about kids they could relate to. So in 1927, she came up with the idea of a young brother and sister, Dick and Jane, and she added their mother and father and their little sister, Sally, and Spot, the dog, and Puff, the cat, and wrote stories, simple stories in short, repetitive sentences. Run, Spot, run. Funny, funny Spot. Look, Dick, look, Jane. Books that entered the classrooms in 1930 and were routinely used until the late 1960s. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Crooker entitled The 50s. We spent those stifling, endless summer afternoons on hot front porches, cutting paper dolls from Sears catalogs, making up our own ideal families, complete with large appliances and an all-occasion wardrobe with fold-down paper tabs. Sometimes we left crayons on the cement landing just to watch them melt. We followed the shade around the house. Time was a jar full of pennies, too hot to spend, stretching long and sticky, a break of Bonomo's Turkish taffy. Tomorrow would be more of the same, ending with softball or kickball, then hide-and-seek in the mosquito-y dark. Fireflies, like connect the dots or find the hidden words, rose and glowed, winked on and off, their cool fires, coded signals of longing and love that we would one day learn to speak. The 50s by Barbara Crooker from her collection Radiance, published by Word Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.